The Colts' first pick in 2014 is Jack Muhort with the 59th pick in the second round. And Jack is FaceTiming with us here a little bit on Colts.com. What's up, Jack? How are you? Congratulations.
I'm doing a lot better now. Thanks for having me, guys.
What was it like waiting and sitting and anxiously awaiting what your fate was going to be in the NFL, waiting until that 59th pick?
Yeah, there was a lot of anticipation. You know, luckily I was around the family, or you know, the people who are most important to me, so that made it a little bit better. But I got that call from the Indiana area code, and I just kind of lost it. You know, the Colts were kind of an organization that I had my eye on, and I knew they're on the rise, obviously a great young offense that I would love to be a part of. So I'm very excited about it all. I'm glad the wait's over, and I'm ready to get to work.
So you had your eye on the Colts. Did you think the Colts had their eye on you?
I was hoping so. I was hoping somebody had their eye on me at some point. So, but no, obviously, you know, like I said, I'm excited to be a part of the organization, ready to get to work.
Well, the book on you, Jack, is you're very versatile. You can play left guard, left tackle, right tackle. You had multiple starts at those positions your time at Ohio State. What makes you such a versatile player up front on the offensive line?
I think I'm a fast learner. My experience helps. I played a lot of guard and a lot of tackle in college. You know, I played in two different systems at Ohio State. Obviously, Coach Tressel and Coach Meyer run very different systems, so I think that's an advantage coming into it. And adapt to being able to, you know, follow directions and move to a spot and have no reservations about it and just dive in full force and go to work.
And I think another thing that Colts fans are going to like about you is you're durable. You played in 49 straight games at Ohio State to close out your career against some really good competition, too, in the Big Ten. How much will that help you, you think, moving forward as you parlay your good competition in the Big Ten, major conference? How much will that help you in the NFL?
Yeah, in the Big Ten, you know, you got a lot of big grinders, especially in the trenches. And, you know, I don't know, but I hope it will, you know, prepare me well for the next level. I know it's a whole different game, and, you know, the talent and the speed and, you know, the size and strength of guys is a lot different, but I think I'm up for it. And I think playing at Ohio State was a good challenge to get me ready.
And you were also voted a team captain at Ohio State. Obviously, with that comes leadership. What makes you a good leader on and off the field?
I think I do things right, even when no one's watching. I want to make sure that, you know, I spread, you know, accountability through the team and make sure that, you know, like I said, I believe the character is doing the right thing when no one's watching. And I think it's about bringing guys with you and always doing the right stuff and make sure, you know, You're bringing guys with you is what I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, outstanding. Jack Muhort, 6'6", over 300 pounds. He comes in to play one of the interior offensive line positions with the Colts. He can play anywhere. He's from Toledo, Ohio. Nice to say relatively close to home, born and raised in Toledo in Ohio.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an awesome fit. It's a short drive for my parents. I'm sure they'll want to get to as many games as possible. So, I mean, I'm a Midwest guy, born and raised, and I think, you know, Indianapolis will be a great fit for me. Obviously, we got to play in Lucas Oil for the Big Ten Championship. Didn't turn out the way we wanted to, and then I was back there for the Combine. So, obviously, I know it's a beautiful place and a place that I'm really going to enjoy playing the next couple years.
Who are you most looking forward to meeting with the Colts, other than the guy you're going to be blocking for potentially, and that's Andrew Luck?
I think I'm just excited to get in the O-line room and, you know, just get with, you know, my new teammates and see what everybody's about and, you know, just get around the guys and just dive in, I guess I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm pretty excited. I can't really find the words right now.
Indeed.
But just get with my unit and get to work.
Well, I'll tell you what, you sound excited judging by the buzzing of your phone there in the background. Other people are excited for you. That's right. So we're going to let you get back to that. Congratulations once again on being the newest Indianapolis Colt. We can't wait to meet you. We can't wait to see you on the field. And we're pumped up for you to see you in the horseshoe blue. And congratulations once again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. See you guys soon. Thanks for having me.